start off with the peace mantra from Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda has three Upanishads, Mundaka, Manduka, and Shatprashna Upanishad. All three of them have the same peace mantra. Om Bhadram Karnebhi.
Om Bhadram Karnebhi.
Shunyama
Devaha.
Bhadram Pashyemakshabhir.
Bhadram Pashyemakshabhir.
Yajatraha.
Yajatraha.
Stirai Angaihi.
Stirai Angaihi.
Stushtuvan.
Stushtuvan.
Swastanubihi.
Swastanubihi.
Vyashema Devahitam.
Vyashema Devahitam.
Yadayuhu.
Yadayuhu.
Swastina Indro.
Swastina Indro.
Vrudrashravaha. Swastina Pusha.
Swastina Pusha.
Vishwavedaha.
Vishwavedaha.
Swastina Starkshyo.
Swastina Starkshyo.
Arishtanemihi.
Arishtanemihi.
Swastino.
Swastino.
Brihaspatir.
Brihaspatir.
Dadatu.
Dadatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This is also a Swasti mantra. Swasti mantra, Swastino Brihaspatir. Whenever my Guruji used to come to our home, he used to tell me the Swasti mantra. Swasti mantra, Swa means yourself, Sti. Realize your own nature. Swasti means swastika. Swastika in one of the mandalas we put in all auspicious functions. Swasti means you become yourself. Swa, sta, you come back to your own home. That is the Swasti mantra. Here, swasti, swastina Indro, swastina Pusha, Swastina Starksho, Swastina Vishwavedaha. It is Swasti, Swasti, Swasti. It comes. Swasti, and it has many meanings, but the innermost meaning, discover your own self. For that, you are seeking the blessings from many divine beings. It is the talking about, first is Bhadra. Our life, everyone is looking for a stability. I need a permanent job, permanent house. Permanency in my life should be there. Many of us migrated to Australia in search of permanency. But we haven't realized the permanency. Permanency, the ultimate permanency is when you discover yourself. Only we are looking for outer permanency. It says this mantra, Bhadra. We want the stability, that you are most secure when you discover yourself. Until then, because we are banking on material things, in 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita also says, Ashwatta. Things are changing. How can you find a Bhadra in a changing world? Changing things. Bhadram Karnebhi. May we discover the stability in our lives by hearing the positive things, noble things, good things. May we discover the positivity. May we see the permanency through our eyes. Not only these two eyes, may my third eye be open. Through that one, may I realize the permanency. May I see the permanency through my intuition center also. May I hear the good things, permanence, through the outer ear. May my inner ear be open so that it hears the permanency. And the third one, it is talking about Swastinastarksho Aristani. First is Badram Karnebi Shunuyama Devaha Badram Pashye Makshabir Yajatraha Stirai Angaihi. To see that one, my limbs of the body must be good. My limbs of the body must be healthy and cooperating. Healthy, I want to do, but what to do, I am too old. No motivation. I want to, people in the earlier times, in search of tadvijnartham, guru meva bi gachet. To know that one, people used to travel far and away to go in search. Now, our limbs are failing. We don't want anything. We can't travel further also. We can't go, and the limbs are not cooperating. When you are healthy, do your sadhana best. Not to put forward till you retire. Till you retire, it is talking about our limbs. Stirai angaihi stustuvang. My should not have a Parkinson's, trembling, standing is a problem, sitting is a problem, walking is a problem, foot is complaining, back is complaining. We are going to Himalayas, people are saying, I don't know whether I can do it or not, I don't know. I don't have confidence in my own limbs. Stirai angaihi, may my limbs be strong and healthy. Healthy stirai angaihi, stustuvang swastanobihi. Strong, healthy and stable. Swastinas, then it is talking about the next one. Swastina Indro Vridra. Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi. Astirai Angaihi Stushtuvang Swastanobihi. Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu. May I enjoy the life that is beneficial for, may all the things, whatever I do in my life, be pleasing to divine beings. My life should be such a way that noble people should appreciate. I am not worried about ordinary people. I should not end up my life only to make happy the ordinary people. I should live such a life that illumined people must comment. Bravo! What a life! My life should be such a way that the illumined people should be happy the way in which I live. Swastina Indro Vridrashravaha. Indra, Mindra means may Indra, it is talking about may Indra be graceful to me, gracious to me, bring auspicious in me. Indra also means, here four lines comes, Swastina Indro Vridrashravaha, Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha, Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi, Swastino Brihaspatir Dadatu. Four lines are there. It is whenever four lines comes in Upanishad, it is talking about four forms of Lord, four avatars of Bhagavan. One is one avatar is Pradyumna, then Aniruddha, Sankarshana and Vasudeva. Vasudeva, whenever four comes, they relate to these four forms of God. One is Swastina Indro, may Lord Pradyumna. Pradyumna means Dyumna. Dyumna means light. May my mind be very creative. Dyumna means light. May I lead an illumined life. May Pradyumna then Swastina Indro Vridrashravaham Swastina Star Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha. Pusha means Poshana. Poshana means Aniruddha. Aniruddha. Aniruddha means another Ruddha. Ruddha means challenges. Aniruddha. May my life continue without any obstacles. Ruddha, in the daytime I want to go everywhere traffic jam. I can't travel. Aniruddha means may I continue my sadhana without may all the obstacles be removed. May Aniruddha open the path for me. Swastina Starksho Aristanemihi. Tarksha is one name for Garuda. Another name is Sankarshana. Sankarshana, Samkarshana. In the wakeful state, it is talking about Aniruddha means wakeful state. Pradyumna, when I start going within, I start seeing the dream. May my dream face also be, may I never see the bad dreams. That is the wakeful dream. Sankarshana means one who pulls us in, wakeful through dream, I have gone into deep sleep. He alone, I can't say I will go into deep sleep. He has to allow me to go into deep sleep. Sankarshana, may Sankarshana, my deep sleep experience be great. Great experience, Sankarshana be protect us, bless us with prosperity and well-being. And Swastino Brihaspatir Dadatu. Na, in Upanishad, never it is a prayer for individual prayer. It is a prayer for all. Na means may Brihaspatir, wakeful, dream, deep sleep. These are common to everyone. There is a common, no effort is required. There is another phase one has to acquire for that sadhana is required. Fourth one is called as moksha. That is Vasudeva. Wakeful, dream and deep sleep are common to all. No effort is required. But Brihaspatir. Brihat Patha, the highest, may realize the highest, may Bhagavan Vasudeva illumine my path, bless my path, may I realize the highest. That is the Swasti mantra, Swasti, it is a prayer, may we all attain the highest. However prosperous I am in this world, still unstable. I get ultimate stability when I realize myself and the highest. That is, this is a prayer for everyone, prayer that may everyone discover the completeness and discover the stability in their lives. This is the meaning of this Shanti Mantra. Before we go further, now I will open the question platform for discussion. Anyone has any questions, you can ask. If not, we will go into Upanishad. Anyone has any comment to begin with? Question? Ask me a question. Maybe on this one, this topic, or from the topic what we covered in the on Sunday. Yes, Christina, any comment?
Yes, please. With about this mantra, very interesting, and I found about Swasti. I heard about Swastika, but that was very interesting. I'll go deeper with the, with these states: waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. In Upanishad, I heard that there is the fourth state was Turiya.
Turiya is called as Moksha.
That's
Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti and Turiya. Turiya is the fourth one. Turiya is the liberation. Liberated.
And Moksha are the same.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and to reach this state is what is required?
The first is wakeful. Wakeful is Aniruddha. It talks about Aniruddha. Wakeful should be very alert. And by dream phase also, Pradyumna means a dream. And deep sleep is Sankarshana. The third line of Upanishad, Tarkshyo Arishtanemihi, it's a deep sleep. And fourth one, deep sleep we enjoy. Everyone experiences a fraction of bliss. What one experiences the bliss in the liberated state, the sample is given in the deep sleep. In the deep sleep, we don't experience, but when we get up, we say it was a blissful experience. That bliss is a taste, a sample of what you get in Turiya. The Turiya, you experience current life as it is happening, whereas in sleep, Sushupti, you experience only you get up. May I experience that one, like a mother gives a lolly to a child. If you do your homework well, I will give you a lolly. I will give you something, treat. I will take you movie, take you to the movie. These experiences in this Upanishads are talking about, it is prompting us. The child should not end up only with the lolly. It is an incentive for the child to move forward. This experience, blissful experience, I should not say, I'm happy with sleeping, I don't want moksha. That sample is given. This is just a sample. You experience the real one, come here. Okay, you should not end up only with that one, that is the Turiya state. Okay.
Thank you.
And yes, Rajendra Rawaji, yeah.
Guruji, one question is related to this one only. Now, if somebody is like sleeping, but whole night he is in like an observer state. I mean, he's not really sleeping. I mean, the mind. I mean, this is experienced by some of my friends, where they felt their whole night, they felt awake, but they still wake up very fresh. Is that Turiya or is it just?
Sleep means. Supti means one totally blanketed. You are knocked off. Knocked off, no awareness. Na antar prajna, na bahir prajna. No awareness of inside, no awareness of outside. That is called as sleep. Sleep experience, Mandukya Upanishad says, na antar prajna, na bahir prajna. I don't know what is inside, I don't know what is outside. Total knockoff, like anesthesia, and maybe it was a thunderstorm, but I am no awareness. And deep within my hand was aching, whole day I was working, hand was aching, but I went into deep sleep, no pain, no experience inside also, no experience outside. That is called as sleep experience. And Turiya experience is awareness is there. Happiness, there is a bliss is there. You are not aware of outer things, but you are aware of inner things. That is called as Turiya. You are in the meditative state. You are not conscious. You are... what is happening in the outer world no longer bothers you. But you are awakened to the internal world. And it is saying the meditator, oh, traveler, wake up to the inner call. You have been only awakened to the outer call. Now wake up to the inner call. That is the clarion call in all Upanishads. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So, I have one more question, Guruji. This is related to chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita. There is one shloka, the Rag Dvesha Vyukteshu. In that one, in some of the Bhagavad Gita book, it says Vyukteshu and some says Vimukteshu. Which one is...
Vyukteshu is the correct one. Ragadvesha Vyukteshu Vishayan Indriyescharan Atmavashyer Videya Atma Prasadam Adigachati Ragadvesha Dvesha Vyukteshu. Vi means Virudha. You are not connected, you are liberated. Vimukta and Vyukta are conveying the same word, but traditional original is Vyukteshu Vishayan Indriyescharan. You are moving in the world, you are existing in the world, still raga and dvesha, not attached, not hating. Vyukteshu Vishayan Indriyescharan. Atma Vashyer Videya Atma. You are connected to the higher purpose. When you are connected to the inner purpose, prasadam adigachyati. One experiences the prasada of Atma Prasada. Atma Prasada means happiness. Okay?
So, Prasadam here, so I thought this was like God's grace or Ishwar Pradani. So, I mean, what Prasadam?
Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani rasyopajayate prasanna cheta sohyashu buddhi pariyavatishtati. Prasada. Prasada means prasanna.
Okay.
When you are happy all the time because you received the divine grace. Divine grace ultimate. We go to the place of worship. They say this is the prasad. Prasad means when you are getting the happiness. I may get a prasad from the temple or place of worship, some laddu. I am happy to have a laddu. How long is the happiness? For a few minutes. But the real happiness is inner happiness. When you get that one, that is the real prasad. The purpose of meditation, enjoy the inner prasad, you are always happy. Okay?
Okay. It's bliss by meditation.
Yeah. And thank you. And any more comment from... the audience, no more hands. You raised your hands, our Rajendraji, and no more comments. Sumana, you have any question? Parvati? Anyone?
No questions, sir. No
questions. Okay. Mani, you have any question from the Sunday's talk? Chiranjeevi, I talked about.
Namaste, sir. No, sir, I need to want to contemplate some more time on that one, sir. But at the moment, I didn't get any doubt about that one, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
And the Upanishad, if you have no more questions, we will go into Upanishad. Upanishad, I talked about Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Three times the Shanti. Shanti means from louder and the Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik and Adhyatmik. May I have the peace the far and from the material world, peace in the material world, and peace in the unknown source, immaterial, and peace from within, material world, Adi Bhautik. Adi Daivik, the material things should not be a burden for me. May I have the peace from the material world and peace from what is not seen. material things are seen, peace in the seen things, peace in the non-seen things, and peace within. May I experience the peace within. And this mantra we chanted, Mundaka, Manduka, Manduka and Ashat Prashna Upanishad. Mundaka means the clean shaven student. Clean shaven student, they used to, in the Upanishad, it talks about to test whether this is a serious student, they used to get the head shaved and they put a copper vessel, in the copper vessel, they put hot charcoal. Charcoal, the copper vessel becomes very hot. They call the student, you come here, we will put the copper vessel hot with the amber. In that one, I will put it on the head, you should not move. So, many students, those who are not sure, they will run away. I don't want this one, I don't want to study. But a serious student, when he or she comes forward, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for any challenge, I will take on this one. So, when the student comes, the teacher, instead of keeping on the top of his head, would say, you are a right student. You are a right student. They will admit him. The student's teacher is not, takes only the serious student, not a casual student. Teacher is looking for a serious student. Then only that is the way in Mundaka Upanishad they used to test whether this student is serious or not. In the Mundaka Upanishad, in the starting, it is asking it is Angirasa Rishi. Angirasa Rishi, it is asked the question, Angirasa Gotra, he asked the question. Not question, he says, two things are important, dve vidye veditavye, para cha apara, para apara cha. You need to know both material and spiritual science. Because we are living on a material plane, we need to know this material world also. The changing things we have to know because we are existing on that one. To exist skillfully, we should know the material science. At the same time, he is talking about the metaphysical science. You need to know that one. Para cha apara cha. Para vidya. Para vidya means the spiritual science. Apara means inferior knowledge and the superior knowledge. You need both. You need both. What is the means for getting that one? It is talking about same thing. Text is the same. Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana. Everything is the same textbook. It is giving the, as we progress, it opens up differently. The textbook is the same, material science and spiritual science, textbook is the same. As we progress in our sadhana, the text opens up differently. The same word, it opens up differently to the keen student. In the Upanishad talks about dve vidye, Veditavye, Paracha, Aparacha. I will read out that message what it is talking about before Shweta Shwetra. One second. It तद् विज्ञार्थं गुरुमेवाभि गच्छेत् समित्पाणिः श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठा. It is here Upanishad is talking about how to know your teacher. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmanom nirvedayama nirvedayamanam asakrita kritayena tad vijnartam gurumevabhi sa gurumevabhi gachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishta. Not to accept the teacher directly. In the Shat Prashna Upanishad also talks about how to know your teacher. You observe the teacher for teacher. If the student says, I want to join and please teach me, teacher would say, you stay here for 1 year, you observe me and I will also observe you. And after 1 year, if you find me suitable, teacher says, if you think I am suitable, then you are welcome to join. In the meantime, in 1 year time, if I think you are not suitable, I won't take you. It's a both way. It is talking about pariksha lokan, karma chitan. Not to blindly believe the teacher says, I am teaching. First, you observe whether whatever teacher says, does it agree with my inner heart? My heart says something. If the teacher is talking something contrary, it says, scripture says, go by your heart. Your heart is the ultimate judge. If the scripture says something and you are experiencing something different, so which one is the authority? It says your inner feeling. Go by the inner feeling. The teacher should be able to communicate in the language of your heart. The teacher, whatever says, doesn't agree with your inner message, inner heart. You are not convinced within. It is contrary to your experience. If you see experienced fire is hot, but teacher says it is cold, go by your personal experience. That is the pramana. Here it is talking about mundaka pariksha lokan. Move around in the world. See what is available in the world. What is being offered? Karma chitan. Do whatever you want to do. In the world, I worked, I made money, I do that one. Do whatever you want. Nirvedaya masa. When you realized, it is not giving me a lasting happiness. What is that one? I have been working, I made so much of money. Still, I am sulking within. Then what to do? Akrita kritena. I retreated. No possibility. I can't see. Then after testing everything, I want to know. Go to a teacher with humility, not with arrogance. If you go with arrogance, who is the loser? You are the loser. Teacher is not the loser. If you are so serious, after not finding, you are going to a teacher with humility, not to go there with your wealth and to show off your wealth with humility. In the Upanishad, Chandogya talks about the kings also used to go to the teacher. How they used to go? They used to park their chariot far away. Not that sound should not be heard in the ashram. The king also would walk to the ashram with humility. with humility. That is the humility. That is how you have to approach. Not to drive up to the door of the teacher and tell me. Tell me what is your fees. I will throw it to you. Tell me. You can't ask that one. Tad vijnartham guru meva bi gacche samit panihim shrotriyam brahmanishta. Brahmanishta, and it is talking about guru says one in the Mundaka Upanishad, when you experience Turiya, we talked about the fourth phase. Fourth phase, when I experience the fourth one, wakeful, dream, deep sleep, and the fourth, Vidyate Hridaya Granthi, repeat after me. Vidyate Hridaya Granthi.
Vidyate Hridaya Granthi.
Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha.
Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha.
Kshiyante Chasya Karmani.
Kshiyante Chasya Karmani.
Tasmin Drishte Paravare.
Tasmin Drishte Paravare.
One who realized the para. Para. Why it is stressing, you need to know the higher science. What will happen? What will get? I have to do the sadhana. What you will get? Vidyate Hridaya Granthi. Your all knots, confusion, doubts. The Hridaya Granthi. So much of ignorance is there in my heart. All knots. Knots in the tangled up issues in your life get untangled. So much of tangled up issues, and it gets untied. Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha. I have so much of doubts. Every step is a doubt. Doubting Thomas. Everything I doubt. I have doubt. Why? Every beginning, like small children, they ask, why? That, when you experience that one, Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha. All doubts. Earlier, I was asking everyone, what is that one? And my teacher used to say, where that doubt has come? The doubt has come in your heart. Where the doubt has come, answer also is in the same place. Whatever other person says, it is only a partial truth. The real truth, the doubt has come in your heart, look out for an answer in the same place. Where darkness is there, light also in the same place. Doubt has come, Chidyante Sarva Samshayaha. All doubts get clarified. All doubts are clarified. Kshiyante Chasya Karmani. Kshiyante, and now I say, I'm busy, I have to do. So much of stress. I have to do so much in my life, not enough time, so busy, I am not enjoying my day. Kshiyante chasya karmani means karma no longer a bondage. I do my work as an expression of my joy. Earlier, I am so busy taking the children here, there, my work, my household chores, gardening, paying the bills. So busy, so stressed. Kshiyante chasya karmani. Now, the same situation after that experience, same situation, no longer a bondage. The how, the liberated one who has experienced the Turiya and not experienced the Turiya, difference from outside, both may be, seem to be doing the same. But there is a qualitative difference in a person who has experienced the Turiya. Outside it's a similar chore, but one who has gone into the fourth one, there is a work is no longer a bondage. Kshiyante chasya karmani. The second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the same. What is the outward sign of a person who has experienced the Turiya? So, kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. One who has experienced that one is free. Free in all actions, no more obligatory, I have to do. Whatever is to be done, it is not out of obligation, it is out of joy that person does. Obligation is not there in that one, it is talking about another one.
Hiranmaye pare koshe.
Virajam brahma nishkalam. Tat shubram jyotisham jyoti. Tad yadatma vidoh viduh. Hiranmaye pare koshe. That experience, Turiya, what is that one? It is talking about that experience, Hiranmaye. It is beyond all worldly glitters, all worldly attractions. Worldly attractions, I may buy an expensive car, $1 million Bentley car I buy. How long is that attraction? For few days I am proud, and after that I start losing the charm. This one, that Turiya experience, Hiranmaye Paraya Koshe, beyond all worldly glitters, Virajam Brahma Nishkalam, there is beyond any blemish. Beyond, even I can buy the Bentley, I will ask the manufacturer, can I have this option? They will say, not for that model, sir. For that model only this comes. If you want that one, you have to go to that model. In the higher model, if I go in the higher model, but that option is not there. All in all, no material thing can give. There are some, not possible. But here, that experience, it is saying, Virajam Brahma Nishkalam. There is no question of not possible. Everything is available. Brahma Nishkalam. Tat Shubram, that is most pure. Pure Jyotisham Jyoti. It is light of all lights. It is self-illumined light. Jyotisham Jyoti Tad Yadatma Vido Viduhu. Knowers of that light say thus. Upanishad says, knowers of that light talk about this one this way. They describe what Turiya means. They describe the Turiya as beyond all the worldly glitters. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe. Without any blemish, and Shubram, Tat Shubram, most pure, it is self-radiating, self-luminous. That one who has experienced, the sages talk about that one who has experienced. It is talking about you also experience that one. Where is the Upanishad talks about that light. It talks about what is that light. It is beyond the sun, beyond the moon, beyond the stars, beyond the lightning, beyond the fire. That is, repeat after me, Natatra Suryo Bhati.
Natatra Suryo Bhati.
నచంద్రతారకం
నచంద్రతారకం
నేమా విద్యుతో భాంతి
నేమా విద్యుతో భాంతి
కుతోయం అగ్నిః
కుతోయం అగ్నిః
తమేవ భాంతం
తమేవ భాంతం
అనుభాతి సర్వం
అనుభాతి సర్వం
తస్య భాసా
తస్య భాసా
సర్వం ఇదం విభాతి
సర్వం ఇదం విభాతి
తస్య భాసా సర్వం ఇదం విభాతి That light illumines all the outer glittery things. Outer glittery things are illumined because of that light. It is that light natatra suryo bhati. When in the midday tomorrow in Melbourne is 30 plus degrees, so bright and if I outside so bright 32, 33 degrees, if I light up the matchstick, I can't see that light because sunlight is brighter. In that one, even the matchstick light I can't see outside, outside in the sun. It says in front of that light, sun is nowhere in the picture. Sunlight is not there. In that one, moonlight, sun and moon, day and night, differentiator, whereas there is no daytime, no nighttime, always light. Always light, like a Scandinavian countries, 24 hours. Light, there, still dusk is there, dawn is there in Scandinavian country, here always bright. Suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyato. No cloud means covering, nothing can cover it. No vidyuto, no lightning cannot illumine that one. Kutoyam agnihi, chandra and taraka, no stars. Chandra tarakam, no stars. And when nothing is there, what to talk of this flame, agni at home, small lamp. Having tameva bhantam, when you experience that light, gives the experience of all lights. Having known that one, what is that? Having known that one, everything is known. Having known that light, everything in the material world is known. Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Having known that one, that light illumines everything, that Turiya. Experience that one. When you have that experience, your daytime is hassle-free. Your dream is hassle-free. Your deep sleep is hassle-free because you realize that light is illumining your all dimensions of your existence. Om Bhadram Karnebhi.
శృణుయామ
దేవాః
భద్రం
పశ్యేమాక్షభేర్
యజత్రాః
స్థిరయంగైః స్తుష్టువాన్ స్వస్తనోభిః విషేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తిన ఇంద్రో వృద్రశ్రవాః స్వస్తిన పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తిన స్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తినో బృహస్పతిర్దదాతో ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.